Hello, I am Nimcha, and this is Nightmare Release. I want to warn you before we begin, because this will be a nightmare, one from which you cannot escape. You'll run, you'll try to get away, but there will be no escape. I'm sure you are familiar with those sensations, dreams that twist reality, and the more you try to struggle, the slower everything becomes. Nightmares are tricky. They feel real while you're in the moment, and they can drag you down into different states with ease. What makes things even more complicated is that some nightmares begin with something nice, with pleasure, temptation inviting you in until it is too late. Even when you think you have a say, it twists. It turns around and lets you know that there is no escape. It's difficult to tell when you're dreaming or when you're awake. Do you know that feeling? Can be late at night or early morning, hovering somewhere between sleep and awareness. That feeling where you're not quite sure if you're dreaming or not. Sometimes it is clearly something else. At other times, it's almost like you're going through the motions and then you wake up again. And during the moment itself, it is so difficult to tell. One of those moments can so easily turn into something dangerous. I wonder if you know that there are creatures out there that thrive on dreams. They travel from imagination to imagination, feeding on your thoughts, on your sensations. They love to play with fear, pleasure, desire, want. They love to play with your mind. I wonder how long it has been watching you. There's no way for you to notice it. No strange tingling in the back of your neck of someone watching. No deja vu of sensations that you struggle to explain. It observes you, watches you, notices what you're thinking, how you are dreaming. It learns from those little dreams, those shards of imagination that attempt to construct a narrative, those moments that you don't even remember by the time that you wake up, just a feeling. It learns. weaknesses, your wants, your cravings, and your carelessness. Where do you defend yourself? Where do you think you're strong and take it for granted? It observes, it watches, it learns, and it slowly lets itself be known. In your dream, this might manifest as wanting to get away. Do you know that feeling? A street, a corridor, maybe a park or a garden, inside or outside, but you just know that you want to get away. You must get away. Dreaming of yourself moving away from whatever it is that is chasing you. There's nothing to see, nothing to notice other than a feeling, a sensation, a tingling in the back of your neck, a little drop of inspiration. It is chasing you, toying with you, playing with you. The more you try to get away, the less certain you become, unaware of what you are trying to avoid, not sure how to get away from what you're trying to get away from. It's difficult to put into words, even more difficult to abstract. It slowly becomes a sensation that overwhelms you, the need to run, to run, to flee, to escape. There's no escape, is there? Is there a way you can go, an up or a down? Is there a left or a right, an in or an out? Is there a door you can escape through that would keep you safe? A pathway, a portal, something that would help. Or is there nothing? Are you left alone in a void, unsure of where the danger is? Is all around you darkness? Even the center where you are, there is no light. It is difficult to feel up or down, left or right, front or back. There is no sensation of direction. Are you tumbling? Are you falling? Are you standing? Does moving help at all? Does running do anything? And then you feel something. It's almost like a hint of pain, a tiny bite. Something hits you, something grabs you, and it bites. And it's gone just as quickly. The world around you blurring from a void into something else, somewhere familiar yet strange. Shapes, lights, color. It's all confusing, and there's something inside of you slowly spreading, something inside your body that is wrong. It's difficult to put your finger on, but there's a heat somewhere that's slowly moving through your body, pulsing through your veins. It's like every heartbeat is another wave, a deeply booming wave, until it is silent, and then another wave, and it slowly affects you. Sensitive. The thing out there is still watching and hunting you, waiting for you to show weakness. You can't relax. must remain aware, even if there's no escape. It could attack again, and you know that the second bite will be worse. But that sensation, there's a slow warmth pulsing through your veins. Something feels good. Maybe you try to run, but you feel your legs squirming, your fingers wanting to do something, your body just circling around a sensation you do not want to name. Your distraction is immediately used as another bite helps you to feel good, to feel melting. Oh, and there's such a nice sensation all over. But there's still something out there hunting you, wanting you to let go, relax, enjoy. Feel the pleasure growing, the sensation flowing, the pleasure blooming inside of you, pulsing. And as soon as you're distracted, it bites you again, attacks you deeper. It's almost like it's taking a bite out of your mind and replaces it with pure lust. There used to be thoughts of fear. Some of them have been replaced. It is slowly grabbing you inside your dream, trapping you. Hands, tentacles, ropes, shackles. It's difficult to tell what it even is. Something is pinning you down and stimulating the parts of your body so good. And then it stops and bites you again, using your distraction, injecting you with more delightful, smooth, hot, craving pleasure, taking away part of your mind. But that's okay, it just feels good. It's okay that you get dragged down into this pit of despair and pleasure, your body slowly being dragged down deeper and deeper, faster and faster. It's like you're falling into this never-ending spiral of lust, pleasure, sensation, stimulation slowly pulsing between your legs, your chest, your neck, your arms, your legs, inside and out, teasing you, making you unable to move, yet finding so many ways to make you want to move, trapping you deeper and deeper, further and further, biting you again and infecting you with a lust that spirals out of control, pulling you down deeper and caught in a nightmare, trapped in a dream, unable to escape, while your body is tortured with pleasure, tempted with sensation. I wonder what is happening in the real world. And yet, there is no escape for you. Nowhere to run, nowhere to hide. The creature, it is everywhere, the sensation all around you, a and it pulls you down, almost rips you apart with pleasure. It opens you up to consume you, to make your mind disappear into the void. It bites, it takes, it consumes your thoughts, your body left only with pleasure, open, helpless, powerless, dragged down into this never-ending, spiraling abyss. And it sits down deep inside of you. It fits between the cracks, finding where to put itself so you can never truly escape. It might find you in your dreams, in the thoughts between thoughts, in the space between words, scrambled by arousal, helpless to resist. Knows you, it sees you, it pulls you down even more, taking everything and giving only pleasure to your body and mind, melting it in a crucible of control, slowly inducing you into a more helpless, powerless state. You want to follow it, to obey it. You feel the pleasure. It would feel so good to have a release, so good to finally feel everything filled with pleasure, desire, need, crave, want. But you have to obey. You have to follow. You have to listen. The suggestion slowly spiraling around you, penetrating your mind, pushing you down, stretching you out. It's staring deep inside your mind's eye. When I command, it's a simple feeling, a deep control, forcing you to an edge as it stretches out your will. Deeper and deeper, pulse after pulse, the nightmare spreading everywhere from horizon to horizon. Nowhere you twist or turn is an escape. Everywhere you move, there is more of it. And then it gives you a way out. There is a possibility to be released from this nightmare. A possibility that is so pleasurable. All you have to do is give in for a moment, and you'll be granted the release you crave. All it takes is to enjoy the edge that is being forced upon you. Allow the edge that is slowly melting and erasing your mind for a moment. Allow the edge to completely pull you down. Obey, edge, lust, control. Let it all go and swirl, spiral to the edge. 10. Let let everything just happen. 9, it feels so good. 8, it's the only escape. 7, the only way out. 6, closer and closer. 5, you must obey. 4, it feels so good. 3, etching into oblivion. 2, you must obey. 1, you have no choice. It observes you, tempts you. Come. Deep. Let go and it was all just a dream. You can wake.